Jigaboos. I guess that's northern expression.
Yeah, I never used that expression.
Unless he terms for people recently of other nationalities. Oh, I had the awfulest thing happen to me. I was up at the University of Wisconsin teaching, and one of my best students was a colored girl. This was a graduate class. I forgot she was a colored girl. She was just a good student. And I was working out a point very carefully, and I worked on it for 7 or 8 minutes to show them how logical it was. And it was logical to a point, and then it just fell apart. And I'd build up to the great, grand, and glorious climax, and I said, "Now, everything has been fine so far, but right here there's a nigger in the woodpile." At this point, I just went right through the floor. But I learned my lesson. From then on, I remembered when I had one, because she was horribly offended, and she told me so. Let's see, were there Indians in this country?
No, they'd go through here once in a while. They didn't, none of them lived around here.
Any special term for an Indian?
Well, of course, it'd be different tribes, like Cheyenne.
Just call them by tribe.
Yeah.
How about any special term for a poor white?
I don't know that I've heard it called poor white trash, but then I never, expression I've never heard used in this country, don't believe.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard any special terms for them in Oklahoma. In other places I have, though.
Mm-hmm.
How about a person from the back country who is, oh, just sort of backward in everything he does?
Well, you don't mean a half-wit or anything.
No, I mean someone who just hasn't had opportunity
to learn. Well, I don't know what. What expression I'd use, I don't, can't remember.
And let's see, who delivers your mail?
Mail carrier.
If something nearly happens to you, doesn't happen, but it nearly happens, well, say falling, what would you say?
Almost happened.
Uh-huh. How about like to? Is that common out here? I like to fell.
I like to have done it. I like to have fell down. Game very near falling down.
Is that a common expression, the like to?
Well, I guess I have heard it, and I may have used that expression myself, but I don't remember. Say I came very near falling down, but what I would say.
If you're not just exactly ready at this time, and let's say someone calls to you, what perhaps would you shout?
Well, I'd say I'm not quite ready.
And
not ready yet.
Uh-huh. If, for example, the doorbell rings and you can't get there at that precise instant, what would you shout?
Well, I might say, come in, or say, I'm coming. Or
how about just a minute?
Just a minute, I think so. Yeah, I might not say that.
Yeah, that's
just a minute. Just
that's a hard one to get. I don't know exactly what to ask for that.
That's an expression I would use, though. Just a minute, I might say that myself.
If you want to find a distance to some place, what would you ask?
How far is it?
And if you want to go with someone that he's already started, let's say he started walking away and he's still with
you. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go with you.
And if you want to call someone's attention to something you're doing.
Well, I might say, see here, look what I'm doing.
If you're out in Yellowstone Park and you want to find out about the frequency of Old Faithful, what would you ask the guide?